USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Dow and S&P are finishing 2020 at a record high. Both were down for most of the day, but the Dow jumped up more than 150 points in the final hour before the closing bell. The Labor Department announced this morning that 780,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week. The number is high, but it was about 41,000 below what economists were expecting. The Dow gained 197 points to finish at 3606. The S&P added 24 to finish at 3756. The NASDAQ improved 18 points to 12888. Senator David Perdue, a Republican seeking re-election in a Georgia runoff next week, is quarantining after coming in close contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
A new strain of the coronavirus that's more contagious has been found in a 30-year-old California man. The mutant strain, first seen in the UK, was diagnosed for the first time in the United States earlier this week in a Colorado man. Now California health officials say a 30-year-old San Diego man with no recent history of travel has been diagnosed with the new strain. As far as if the vaccines will protect against the new strain, Surgeon General Jerome Adams tells ABC's Good Morning America,
"You should take any worry that you have and understand that the vaccines still look like they're going to work, but a more contagious variant means it is more critical that we follow those basic public health measures, especially this New Year's."
The Trump administration is slapping tariffs on aircraft manufacturing parts from France and Germany. The U.S. also adding tariffs on certain non-sparkling wine, cognac, and other grape brandies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
President-elect Joe Biden said he will turn the economy around. As far as what we can expect under a Biden administration, Dan Geltrude is a certified public accountant. He tells USA Radio News,
"Well, a Biden administration is promising higher taxes. So let's take them at their word that that's what they're going to do. When a politician is promising to raise taxes, I always say, believe them. Now, what will stop that is a Republican Senate. So split government will put us in a position of basically everything being stagnant. It should mean compromise, but it won't. It will mean just nothing gets done. And that is probably a good thing as far as the economy goes. However, if you do have a Democratic Congress, I think there will be significant taxes put in place. I don't think it will only be tax the rich and tax corporations. I think there will be unintended consequences that will spill out to other areas. So I anticipate if we're going to see higher taxes that we're probably going to see a negative reaction in the stock market, and we will also see a further slowing down of the economy. And during a pandemic, I really don't think that's the right thing to do."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.